Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast. I know I have been MIA, but as you know, the whole world is going through a pandemic right now. So everybody's just engulfed in their family, in their selves right now. So I miss you guys, and I wanted to come and do a quick little story time for you. So as you can tell by the title, we're going to be talking about Cheater Cheater. We're not gonna waste no time. We're gonna get in this bag and we're gonna get the story time started. Okay, let's get to it. Now, as you guys may know, I told you I was in a serious relationship for a while. Now, my ex, we're gonna call him Trevor. Now, when I first met Trevor, it was something about his aura that was off to me. I told him, "Your aura is just stinking up this place. Like, it smelled like a no good man." He thought that was the funniest thing ever because he had never heard that. But I was serious. It's your aura, your vibe, your demeanor, whatever you want to refer to it as, it had a stench of a no good person. Did that stop me from talking to Trevor? No. So around this time, me and Trevor had already been talking for a good 3, almost 4 years, right? I started to notice that Trevor had become obsessively protective of his personal things, his phone, his computer, his game, anything that you can communicate with a person on, he guarded it with his life. Now, initially, I didn't think anything was wrong with that until one day I was dropping Trevor off because his car was getting detailed. And I'm at the light on the main street, finna get ready to turn, and he comes running in the middle of traffic, about to get hit by a car, just to get his phone out of my car. I didn't even realize he left the phone. So around this time, I'm starting to think something is off about Trevor. He's not returning my calls like he usually do. It's taking him days to return a call, a text. It's just some things are not adding up. So when I started to notice things like that, I immediately hit him with the, if you are seeing somebody else or if you're interested in somebody else, you can let me know. Like, it won't be no hard feelings, but just don't have me out here looking like a fool. That's my one thing. Do not have me out here looking crazy. And he reassured me, "Oh no, you're the one for me." Blase, blase, blase. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Right? So we're gonna fast forward. It's like a week before Valentine's Day, and I'm at his house, and his mom and his sisters, they adored me. So his mom kept raving about this dress she bought. She wanted me to go in her closet and get the dress because she really wanted me to see it. So when I went in the closet to get the dress, I noticed it was a big old bag in the corner, kind of like tucked off in a corner. It had all kind of stuff in it. Stuffed animals, heart candies, different type of Valentine's Day souvenir. It just was so much stuff in this bag. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Trevor must got something special planned for Valentine's Day. Now, Trevor was always that guy. When it comes to anything you could celebrate, whether it was birthdays, Valentine's Day, Christmas, anything, anniversaries, anything you could celebrate, he was all for it. He would go all out, right? So I'm thinking, oh my goodness, he must got something extremely special planned. So I get the dress, I take it back in there. His mom, by the way, the dress was gorgeous, y'all. It fit his mom perfectly. Okay, we're gonna fast forward to Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day comes and he calls me like at 8 in the morning. Now, normally we spend all day Valentine's Day together. And so when he called me, he was like, "Hey, get ready, I'm gonna come get you." And I'm like, okay, maybe he's doing something different this year. So I got ready. He came. I get in the car. He give me this bag. In this bag, it had the smallest teddy bear in there. It had like a little plastic heart. Not a plastic heart. a plastic flower, a little small heart that, you know, when you in school, you give your friends a little small hearts with like the 4 chocolates, or maybe it's 5 chocolates in there. It had that heart in there, and it had like a little card. So I'm just looking like, okay, well, maybe the other stuff is in the trunk or something. Maybe he has something special planned. He come gets me, and then we go all the way on the other side of town to some old raggedy restaurant whose food sucked. The food was horrible. I couldn't understand why he would bring me all the way over here. I could not understand that. Then we end up leaving, and then next thing I know, I'm back in front of my house. And he was like, I forgot to tell you, I have to work today, so I won't be able to spend a day with you, but I'm going to come get you when I get off tonight, about 7 or 8. And I was like, you forgot you had to work, even though we've been talking about Valentine's Day, you forgot. I was like, okay. I said, well, just, you know, keep in contact with me, let me know. So he leaves. I get on the phone with my best friend, Blue. If you've been listening to my podcast, you would know by now that Blue is one of my best friends. So Blue comes over, and we're outside. We're talking. And I show her the stuff that he got me. And she was like, but I thought you said he had a big bag of stuff. And I'm like, he did. This stuff he got me, y'all. Have you ever been at the red light and you got the person over there, they selling flowers, water, stuff, animals, whatever. They selling it on the side of the street. That's what it looked like. He got it on the side of the street and chunked the card in there. So I'm just like confused. So we talking now. Time has passed. It's like going on 6 o'clock now. I haven't heard from Trevor not once. So I start calling him to see if he's still going to come get me. Because if he not, I'm going to go to Blue House and we're going to like have a girls' night, right? So I'm just trying to confirm it with him before I make my decision. And so he's not answering. So I understand he at work, but normally he texts me and let me know, hey, give me 5 minutes, I'm going to call you. But like I said, he wasn't texting and calling like he normally did. So now I'm getting to the point where I'm getting worried. It's 7:15, 7:30, and he still hasn't returned my call. And so Blue like, well, she gonna head out. If, you know, I decide to come over, just let her know. I was like, okay, cool. So I called Trevor's mom, and I'm like, what's going on? She not answering the phone. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? Is everybody okay? Now I'm starting to worry. It's like 9 o'clock now. His mom finally calls me back and says she hasn't seen Trevor since he left earlier that day and said he was headed to work. So I said, you know what? I'm going to call his job. So I call his job. Of course, I got to act like I'm a family member and it's an emergency. The guy I'm talking to on the phone was like, oh no, Trevor requested today, which is Valentine's Day, and the next day off. He won't be to work for 2 days. And I'm like, are you sure? He was like, yeah, he's not here today. He's off for the next 2 days. So now I'm pissed. I am pissed off, y'all. Because I'm like, what the hell could he be? Now, I don't know if I said this, but it was already signs that was leading to me thinking that Trevor was up to no good. Now, around this time frame, MySpace was very popular. I didn't really have internet in my house, so I would always have to go to the library or I would go to my cousin's house to use the internet. And this particular time I went and I got on MySpace, I noticed that Trevor followed a lot of my family on his MySpace. And one of my families had reached out to me and asked me, was me and Trevor still together? And I was like, yeah, why? And it was like, well, he's posting this girl all up on his MySpace. So I go and I look at the MySpace and I'm pissed, y'all. And I immediately start messaging him on MySpace and texting him. long story short, he ends up taking the girl, all the pictures down of the girl, and he fed me some bullshit story, you know, blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. So I was already starting to notice something wasn't right with Trevor. Even though I asked him with the whole, are you sure you're not talking to nobody else, blah, blah, blah. Now, I find out he's off for the next 2 days. He's not answering his phone. What the hell is going on? So I calls up my girls. And I'm like, what should I do? And so, of course, they immediately like, he with a bitch. He's with a bitch. Why else would he answer? Why would he lie to you? Now, he can't pick me up at 8. No, he can't pick me up like around 8:40 something. I made it back to my house after we ate, had a little conversation, no later than 11:30. Now, I'm talking about in the morning. He picked me up in the morning and dropped me off right by 11:30 in the morning. So after he left my house, we'll say about 12 o'clock till now it's 9:10 o'clock and I haven't heard from him. So the whole night I didn't hear from him. I didn't hear from him until like 12 or 1 o'clock the next day. So I'm pissed. He fed me another story, you know, blase, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I'm not having it, but you know what? Whatever, it is what it is. So time goes by, weeks go by, and Trevor has stood me up at this point like 3 times now. And I'm steady asking Trevor, hey, if you find somebody else, it's fine. Just let me know. Like every time I would break up with him, he would come to where I met. He would make a big scene and cry. And he loved me. He's in love with me. You know, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. So I'm like, I never understood. But now that I'm older, I understand that it's people out in this world that would get close to you just to hurt you. And I know that sounds crazy, but I know I'm not the only woman or man that experienced this. And so I'm just like, he couldn't be like messing around. Like, why would he come and do all this charades in front of my family, crying, pleading his case just to like hurt me and fuck me over? You know what I mean? So this particular night, Trevor was supposed to come get me. Well, he was like, he had to work again and he was going to come get me. I was like, don't worry about coming getting me. I'm going to hang out with Blue tonight. And so he was like, all right, cool. I'm just call you later. So me and Blue, we hanging out. Of course, I'm calling Trevor because I haven't heard from him, text him. He hasn't responded all day. Me and Blue, we, you know, watching a movie, eating, you know, having girl talk. We end up falling asleep. I wake up about 1 o'clock. I got 3 missed calls. One from Trevor and 2 from a unknown number that's not saved in my phone. I got 1 voicemail. I check the voicemail. It's the girl on my voicemail basically saying, hey, I don't know who you are. I just want to let you know that me and Trevor have been dating for a while now. And when you get this message, call me. It's important. So I thought I was tripping. I ain't gonna even lie. I thought I was tripping. So I wake up Blue. I call my voicemail back and I let her hear it. She was like, you need to call her back. I was like, no. She was like, you need to call her back. We end up falling back to sleep. We woke up probably like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, y'all. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to call her. So I call the girl. I put it on speaker. And basically, the girl starts telling me that her and Trevor have been in a relationship for a while now. They met at the club and they've been together ever since. And I'm just like, what do you mean y'all been together ever since? And she was just saying, yeah, we've been together, hanging out. He's been coming to my house, hanging with my family ever since. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she said that Trevor told her that I was one of them ex-girlfriends that just couldn't get it through my mind that it was over and that I would always call him begging to be back with him. But she said she didn't believe him because this particular night I was calling a lot, which was the night before, because I hadn't heard from him. I was blowing up his phone. I'm like, what is going on? And she said that they were at his house, his mom's house, which pissed me off. Because I told y'all in the beginning, his mom and his sisters adored me. So I felt so stupid. Because I know that his family don't owe any loyalty to me. But damn, to have your whole family involved in your bullshit, I was pissed. And so she was like, you know, he made nachos and we were watching a movie and he ended up falling asleep. She said she really couldn't sleep because she wasn't feeling well. But his phone, he ended up falling asleep with his phone unlocked and the phone kept ringing. It was me. Now, I told y'all already that he guarded his phone with his life when it came to me. But he let his guard down with her. So she said she went through the phone. Now, mind y'all, I told y'all earlier about the whole MySpace thing. Come to find out, she was the girl on the pictures. She said that Trevor fed her some BS on why he had to delete the pictures. But when she was going through our messages, she found out that it's because I confronted him on it and he deleted the pictures. And she said she took a lot of numbers down. She said some of the girls was like, they didn't care because they never talked to him or went on a date with him. They had just met him at the mall. One of the girls was like, she been knowing him for a while, even though they don't live in the same state. Like, she thought he was still single type shit. And it was me. She said, I wanted to call you last because I knew what he was telling me about you wasn't true. Now, around this time, me and Trevor is like 5 years strong. So, I'm just pissed. So me and her ended up getting off the phone after she started telling me all this shit. And I'm broken. I'm broken, y'all. For the life of me, I could not understand why this man that I was in love with would do something like this to me. Why would he hurt me in such a way when I felt like, as a girlfriend, I did everything a girlfriend was supposed to do? So why he couldn't just tell me if he wanted to be with somebody? Why did he have to break my heart? Like, y'all, I actually felt my heart breaking. I know when you young, people tell you that and you don't really understand it. Like, oh, no, you can feel like I felt sick to my stomach. Like, my heart was literally breaking. I was dying on the inside. And I was trying to be strong because Blue was right there. But I couldn't. And I just bust out crying. Then she started crying. And so I'm pissed. I'm broken. I'm hurt. I feel stupid. I'm so many things. Because for the life of me, I could not understand. Even after all these charades he put on in front of my family, begging me to be back with him and stuff, why would you deliberately come back into my life just to hurt me? Especially if you know that you were still messing with this anonymous girl. Why? I could not understand it. I could not grasp it. So after I found out, I didn't talk to Trevor for like maybe a week. And I think around this time was the most he had ever called me since we had been together. He was calling me back to back, texting me. He was just blowing me up for a week. Finally, when I was able to gather my thoughts, I talked to him. And I'm thinking he was going to try to explain himself, but come to find out, the girl never told him that she had went through his phone and that she contacted me. So I didn't say nothing about it. I just put it water under the bridge. Because, you know, at this point, I'm like, no, now it's personal. Now it's personal. So weeks and weeks had passed by. Next thing I know, like 4 months later. Did I forget about this shit? No. But I do deserve an award because he never knew that I knew that he was messing with this girl. And for a minute, he had started acting like the old Trevor. But, you know, old habits die hard, you know. He started back doing the same thing he was doing. He lasted a good week and a half, being the old Trevor. So I'm telling my girls, like, man, he's back to that BS. Like, I'm just over with it. I'm done. I'm young. I'm, like, really young. So at this point, it's like, I'm just, for the first time, I'm out on my own. I got my own place. I don't want to deal with this. I'd rather be with somebody that I don't have to monitor 24/7. If they telling me they going to work, I want to know they going to work. I don't have to double, I don't have to backtrack their story. You know what I mean? So Blue was like, we need to do a stakeout. She said, yeah, I know what that girl told you, but you need to take what she said with a grain of salt. Especially after you told her that you and Trevor were 5 years strong. Of course she was going to add some stuff to the story to make you pissed off. Because at this point, she feel like it's a competition. Like, he ain't going to choose you over me. And so she was like, we need to stake out and confirm whatever it is he doing. You need to see it for yourself. And I'm like, girl, no. I ain't that type of girl. But mind y'all, I'm young. So I was like, you know what? Since he ain't man enough to tell me the truth, you right. I am going to do a stakeout. And I'm going to catch his ass in the act. So, that's what we did. Like, around 5 o'clock this day, we had went to his mama house. Because even though I was living on my own by this time, Trevor was still living with his mama. Probably because it's hard to maintain 2, 3, 4 girlfriends and have money to get your own place. Let's just be honest. Anyways, so we went around the corner because in this particular spot by his subdivision, you could see his house perfectly. Y'all, we stood there till like 7, 8 o'clock. Trevor never came out the house. Matter of fact, come to find out, he wasn't even at home. He was chilling with his cousin that day, supposedly. But he didn't drive his car. Somebody picked him up. So I'm just like, oh my goodness. You know what? This just means we don't need to do this. Did that stop us? No. The next day, which was Saturday, we came up with a game plan. We got up at 11 o'clock. Well, we got up earlier, but 11 o'clock, we headed back to Trevor's house. In the same spot around the corner, we staked out. By 12 something, we see Trevor come out. You could tell he just got a fresh haircut. Like, he got a fresh car wash, got some nice clothes on. He walking outside, spraying his cologne on. So I'm like, oh, he about to go somewhere. Okay. So I calls him. And he answers. And he like, oh, hey, babe, what you doing? I said, oh, what you doing? He said, oh, I'm about to get ready to go in for work. I picked up an extra shift. There he go with that work shit. I was like, oh, okay. He was like, oh, when I get off, you want me to come get you? I was like, nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it. I'm going to be with my girls. And he was like, okay. Mind y'all, he ain't had not one work clothes on. He leaves. Here we go following him. Y'all, it took us 45, 50 minutes to get to this old raggedy ass part of town in these old broke down Section 8 government apartments, right? And I'm just looking like, what in the hell are we at? Literally, where are we? So the way the parking lot was set up in this apartment complex, they had plenty of parking around the fence and parking in the middle. So Trevor parked his car in the middle and we parked around by the fence, like 4 parking spots down. And we just sit in there. And so Blue like, look, whatever happens, I don't want you to lose your cool. She said, because sometimes when you mad, you do things that you regret. I said, I'm going to lose my cool. One thing about me is I can tell you off in a very respectable way. So, finally, Trevor comes out this apartment with this girl. And who is it? It's the girl on the pictures. Now, around this time, I noticed that the bitch never went nowhere. Even after me and her had a conversation, she still never went nowhere. So now I'm really confused. So I'm like, okay. So I wanted to walk up on him so fucking bad. But I was like, nah, we're going to see where the fuck they going. Excuse my language. So They get in the car and they leave. And we follow right behind them. They head to the movie theater. And I'm just like, I don't know what movie they went to see, but we had to get us something to eat, y'all. Because we was in this car for hours. They end up going to the mall. They end up going out to eat. And finally, back to her house. At this point, I'm done. I'm spent. Because now I'm calling Trevor. And he's not answering his phone. And I'm calling him. Even when he first left this girl apartment, I called him while he was walking to the car. He just looked at the phone and hurried up and hid it in his pocket. So, we pull up to this apartment, back to the girl apartment. They sitting in the car. And at this point, I'm like, I'm done. And so, I told Blue, pull up behind him. And so me and Blue, we having this conversation. At this point, we having a conversation. Like, if some stuff go down, just let it go down. Because it's about to be a problem now. Because now I'm pissed. I get out the car and I beat on his window. And I'm beating on his window. And I could see the look on his face. He is shocked. He looked it like a ghost. It looked like his soul had left his body and had already ran up to the apartment. That's what it looked like. So I'm beating on the window and I'm telling him, like, okay, I'm not going nowhere. You can't go nowhere. So you might as well be a man and let this shit happen. Like, it's about to happen. So he raises the window down. And he's talking about, hey, babe, what you doing? I said, please don't save me with the babe shit. I said, what's going on here? Oh, this is my cousin. I said, no, that's the same girl that you had on your MySpace page. That's the same girl that called me and told me that y'all been messing around. And he didn't know that. He just finding this out about the girl calling me. I said, I've been following you literally all day. I've been calling you literally all day. So you standing me up to come to some old project, to mess with some old project hoe. And he just looking, and she just like, who you calling the project hoe? Shut up. Because at this point, I'm ready to drag you. But I know you can't get mad at the female, but you know about me. You know about me. So it ain't that, oh, I didn't know. You need to ask, but we gonna handle you in a second. He's talking about, what you mean? I said, yeah, your little girlfriend had already called me months and months and months ago to tell me that y'all, you know, been messing around since you met her in the club. You know, since you lied and said you went to work that Valentine's Day when really you had took those 2 days off and apparently you rented a hotel room and shit. Yeah, she told me everything. I said, and now, just to make matters worse, I find you here with her. And I told him, you know, can you just explain to me why you would come to my house in front of my family and do all these charades to make it seem like you want to be with me, you're sorry, just to be caught in this situation? I say, don't worry, I'll wait. I'll give you a second to answer because I know right now this shit is hitting you like a ton of bricks because you're really shocked that I pulled up on your ass. So as I'm going off on him, Blue gets out the car because apparently the girl then called whoever was in her house and they come running down the stairs. Now it's a party. So the person that came running down the stairs is her sister, God sister. I don't really remember, but it was some part related to her. And so she was like, what the fuck going on over here? So basically I explained everything to her. And I told her, you know, I don't have no problem with your sister, God sister, whoever. But if she don't want to get her ass kicked, if you don't want to get your ass kicked, her best bet is to get out this car and just take her ass upstairs to her apartment. Y'all apartment. Come to find out, it was the mama apartment. Two-bedroom apartment. It's like six of them lived up in there. Three grandkids. But you know what? That ain't none of my business. So, the girl was like, because I started telling her basically what he was saying. Oh, so now the girl, the other girl, the side chick is like, oh, so I'm the crazy bitch. I'm the one stuck on you. I'm this, I'm that. Oh, that's what you're saying about me? So he's playing the field with both of us. And so I'm just going off on him. And he don't know what to do, y'all. His face, his facial expression is priceless. One thing about Trevor, for a motherfucker to be as sneaky, conniving, and evil as he is, he don't like conflict. How ironic is that? You put yourself in situations to bring conflict, but you don't like conflict. Interesting. So the girl gets out and she mad at me now, because she's mad because she don't know why Trevor's telling me that, you know, it's over. He don't want to be with me. So she don't understand, because she been giving up all this free vagina and Trevor been feeding her all these lies. So now she's not understanding why he's not telling me the stuff that he told her. And so he basically tells her, you know, I'm sorry, I can't be with you. I love her. I'm in love with her. I want to be with her. I never meant for this to happen. I never meant for nobody to get hurt. Blase, blase, blase. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. So the girl, I guess, caught herself trying to run up on me. I said, sweetie, please. I don't want to kick your ass. I really don't. I mean, I see how you living. You already got it hard enough. I don't want to kick your ass. So please, just take your ass upstairs. Please save you and your god sister or your real sister, whoever she is to you. Save yourself an ass kicking, because Blue was about that life. Blue was ready. And so they end up, the god sister, real sister, whoever, ends up dragging her up the stairs. And I'm steady going off on Trevor. And then you know what? I'm like, fuck it. Forget it. I'm like, I leave. We leave. He's blowing my phone up, you guys. He's blowing my phone up, and I'm over it. I'm over it at this point. And good thing, okay, just to be honest, I did still try to make it work it out. Maybe like a month. I tried to get him the benefit of the doubt and work it out. But you know what? She never left. She always was there. I come to find out, because at this point, he has gotten sloppy. So, yeah, I started going through his phone and stuff. And I noticed the bitch never left. Never. So, I'm like, what the fuck is he doing to her? He must be sucking the soul out of this girl to make her still come around and be with him. Especially if she know I'm still in the picture. Like, she would call him when we was out and I would answer the phone and she would get mad and hang up. So I end up breaking up with him for a long time, y'all. He still was trying to plead me this story. And I just never understood. Even to this day, I could never understand why people come into a person's life to deliberately hurt them. Like I told Trevor, I gave you so many chances to just leave me alone and go live whatever life you wanted to live with this girl and the other girls. But no, you had to drag me into it. You had to break my heart on numerous occasions. Like, why? Who does stuff like that? Ladies. And men, too. Y'all need to know your worth. I was young. I was naive, y'all. I was in love with this boy. Like, in love with him. And I loved him more than I loved my damn self. And that ain't how it should be. But I had to put my big girl panties on and see that this ain't a situation for me. If love is like that, who needs it? And then the boy had the nerve to tell me that he loved both of us. Impossible. Because if you love me like you say you love me, and you can still try to love somebody else, then you don't need to love me. You just need to go and love them. Because I don't have room for that. You shouldn't share nothing in your life, especially not your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, nothing. I had to learn that the hard way, even though I gave him the benefit of the doubt. But sometimes love don't love you. And I know it's hard to believe. Sometimes people will come in your life just to wreak havoc. And that's what Trevor did to me. He made me look like a fool. And I was never, it was never the same. I don't care what nobody tell you. Once that trust is broken, it's never the same. Never. I never trusted him. I questioned everything he did. I never liked his family ever again. So it wasn't going to work out with us anyways. So if y'all got y'all a Trevor in y'all life, y'all need to reevaluate your situation. You deserve better. You deserve someone to be with you and only you. This is Storytime with a Gemini. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will see you soon.